5201 KFI Orange County, 5201 KFI LA County. A 500-page report and 18 box loads of supporting evidence collected by independent counsel Ken Starr during his investigation of President Bill Clinton were delivered to the House of Representatives today. You've heard the news. It is, according to some people, fairly crucial material in terms of the president's culpability and in whatever. 500-page report from Starr includes a 25-page introductory summary, 280 pages of narrative, 140 pages dealing with details of alleged impeachable offenses. It's expected to focus on the sex and perjury investigation of Clinton. There's material in there, apparently, that has to do with the dress yet again and what was found on the dress. And apparently, human DNA wasn't all. Some other things that might or might not get the president in trouble. Starr turned down a request by Clinton's attorney to see this. However, they said they're going to have a rebut to all of this material. Conservatives of Kern County is an independent conservative organization. They are Republicans here in California. The chairman of Conservatives of Kern County is Larry Grover. He's acted as a news analyst for us at times here at the Phil Hendry Show. And we bring him on this evening from Bakersfield. We thank you very much for joining us, Larry. I suppose this is yet another bombshell, huh?
Well, it's not unexpected, Phil. It is a bombshell, but it is not unexpected. And as the mounting evidence is collected against the President of the United States, one really has to wonder and ask themselves the question, is the ill behavior really on the part of the President now, or do we have to begin to shift our focus over to Mrs. Clinton? Because no woman, no man should have to stand still for the kind of public indignation that I think she's been put through. And I don't think any woman or any man should stand still for any kind of infidelity whatsoever in a marriage. I think that it is time for Mrs. Clinton to stop making herself look foolish, stop holding herself up to the ridicule of people around the world, and do something proactively. And that is to, I believe, Phil, even though he's still the President of the United States, to separate their living arrangements in some way, make a statement on behalf of all of the women of the United States of America that this will not stand. I think that the President...
He has apologized, though. He's apologized to the American people on a number of occasions.
But this goes beyond apology. I do not believe you can apologize for this behavior, which is infidelity. When you cheat on your spouse, when you have extramarital sexual relations, when you have a relationship with someone other than your spouse, you have thrown away your rights, I think, to your marriage. You have basically thrown your marriage away. I think President Clinton's done that, and the person who's not acting, as I said, Phil, in a proactive manner here is Mrs. Clinton.
So you're asking her to do what?
Well, I'm telling her that the time now is to separate the living arrangement of the president and the first lady. I speak from a little bit of experience. I don't know how many of your listeners speak from a similar experience, but let me bring this down to a personal anecdote, if I could, Phil, to illustrate what I'm talking about. I was married for 16 years to a woman who I was absolutely faithful to. I never cheated on my wife. I never thought to cheat on my wife. I had plenty of opportunity, as most American men do. Believe me, in the kind of work that I do. But I never succumbed to any temptation. I found out 4 years ago that my wife had an extramarital affair with an employee of mine in the business that I operate. I threw her out of the house that instant. I didn't wait for the evening. I didn't wait for the next day. The moment my wife told me that she had cheated on me, I threw her completely out of the house with her clothing, with her personal effects, and I have not laid eyes on her in 4 years.
Now, are you asking all of... That's a kind of a revealing anecdote, Larry.
Well, I think it's important for Americans to realize that this is a... In a lot of ways, I'm very wrapped up in this story because it is very personal to me. I think it's personal to a lot of Americans. I think there's a lot of women out there whose husbands have cheated on them. I'd like to speak to them this evening. whose husbands went behind their back and conducted themselves in a way that disgraced their marriage and themselves. And I think that a lot of women, I think, can identify with the pain that Mrs. Clinton's feeling.
All right, but again, I appreciate that anecdote, but you are saying, and you threw your wife completely out of the house?
Phil, that moment she told me that she had had sex with another man, I threw her out that day, and I haven't laid an eye on her in 4 years.
And how does that make you feel?
I beg your pardon?
How does that make you feel?
I feel very good. I've got a clear conscience. I will stand for anything. You can have marital discord. You can disagree on how the bills are paid. You can disagree on personal philosophy, political philosophy. But the minute somebody cheats on you in a marriage, you throw them completely out of the house. And I think it's time that Mrs. Clinton does the same thing. My question is, does Hillary Clinton have a clear conscience? Does she have a clear conscience in this regard? Is she faithful to her husband? Is she so forgiving of her husband that perhaps she has engaged in some kind of sexual impropriety? And if so, when are we going to learn about this? This woman is an embarrassment, and she is as much of an embarrassment as President Clinton has been.
All right, you are asking that you're going beyond now because of the revelations, I should say, that are alleged to be contained in this report. Did Mrs. Clinton throw her husband out of the house?
Well, she can't throw him out of the White House, but they do have separate living quarters. I think the time is to make the statement to the American people, their marriage is over. It's dead. And while his presidency will most likely survive this because of the kind of kid gloves that he's been treated with, we got to get something out of this. We have got to get something out of this. Those of us that have worked this hard and this long to see the truth come to light. And I'm saying if we can't get him impeached, the least we can get is for the First Lady to tell him to pack his stuff and get out. These apologies that President Clinton has given today just don't work for me. They don't work for me anymore.
Well, he, as I said to you, Larry, he has apologized repeatedly on several occasions.
They're not getting it done for me. It doesn't do anything for me because of what he did, because of some of the stuff that may be in this report from Ken Starr, and because of the fact that he cheated on his wife. And that is the bottom line. And
all right, do you believe he's going to be impeached?
No, I do not.
You do not think he'll be impeached?
No, I'm very sorry to say that. I'm very upset to say that. But no, I don't think that. I think this guy is so oily, this guy is so slithery, that he will just oil his way right to the fingers of Newt Gingrich. The son of a bitch should be impeached, but it's not going to happen. So what I'm saying is, the guy should at least be thrown. The American people need something here. We need something here.
Well, if the American people want him impeached, don't you think he will be?
No, I don't believe so, because you got these oily guys in Congress. They've got their hands in each other's pockets. They owe each other favors. Who knows what kind of favors they owe President Clinton. Phil, again, I bring this story up not because I'm trying to be sensational, but because it's close to me. My wife cheated on me, so I am very close to this story, and I have a very unique point of view on this one. If somebody that you're married to does this, you throw them into the street. And I did that 4 years ago. It was one of the toughest things I ever had to do. I loved my wife very much. But when I found out that she had cheated on me with a young kid that I had in my employ and embarrassed me, you know, it was something. And not a lot of people can see this from my perspective, and that's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, it's a personal thing. You want the First Lady to throw him out.
I want the First Lady to do the right thing, and that's throw the guy out of their bedroom, throw him out of the house.
Larry Grover is on the line with us. He is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. He's also a Republican Party analyst on the line as we take a look at this most recent bit of news from Washington. It is now official. There is a 500-page report that has gone to Congress concerning the activities of President Clinton, and this has been collected by independent counsel Ken Starr. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, that would like to continue to comment on this. The essential point that you're bringing up here, which I think is unique, is that he will not be impeached, but the American people need some satisfaction, I guess.
Absolutely, Phil, and I don't think the impeachment isn't going to happen.
So the satisfaction that the American people should get is that she throws him out.
Yes, absolutely. It's something. Again, we've got to have something. not just the American people, but those of us who work very hard on trying to bring this truth to the light of day. Do you know how much embarrassment the President and the First Lady have caused this country? Do you know how much embarrassment the President and the First Lady have caused the people of this country around the world, where they mock us, where they think that we have a leadership vacuum, where we think that we have a weak First Lady who lets her husband screw around on her? She is representative of the American women. Is this the kind of garbage that the American women take, is what a lot of these countries are asking. American women, their husbands just cheat on them, and they don't do anything about it. Hillary Clinton embodies what an American woman is from the standpoint of symbolism. And if the American woman that she embodies is letting her husband fool around in an office with an intern, he's getting his ashes hauled by some intern, he's playing with himself, or forgive me, but I don't know what some of this stuff is that he's alleged to have done, and she's there and all of this nonsense, and she's not, and the First Lady's not doing anything about it? Oh my God, what message does that send?
What message indeed?
What is your opinion?
I think it's a highly personal matter.
That's what everybody will want to say.
Well, it is a very highly personal matter. The fact is, it is their marriage, and she can do what she should do.
She is the symbol of the American woman. It is not any longer, Phil, a private matter between two people. She needs to take a stand on behalf of all American women. This guy made her look like a fool. This guy made her look stupid.
And so she should force him to move out of their living quarters.
Throw him out. Again, this happened to me in my life. I can tell you from my standpoint.
So when your wife told you that she had cheated on you, and
I was made to look stupid, yes.
No, but when you would, well, is that the way you felt?
I felt embarrassed. I got a kid working for me in the warehouse of my business, and he's sleeping with my wife, visiting my home in the middle of the day when I was out doing what I did for our family, which was make a living. And as soon as I left the house at 9 o'clock, he's there at 9:30 in the morning, and he is spending all day drinking my beer, eating my food. My wife's cooking him lunch. Then he gets into bed with my wife, and I could get into some graphic detail, which I won't. He tells me that he's going on a lunch break. 3 hours later, he comes back with a stupid smile on his face or what have you. And I'm all the while being made to look ridiculous.
And well, was it being made to look ridiculous, or is it the loss of your marriage?
It's all of those things. But it's embarrassing. And I'd come home, and I'd sleep in that bed, the very bed that kid had been crawling all through that night, that very day with my wife. And I'm laying in that bed, and I'm sleeping. It's the marriage bed that kid soiled. He soiled it. And I'm laying in that bed talking to my wife about how was your day, honey? And she's saying, oh, well, nothing in particular. Meanwhile, this kid is rolling all through this bed with her. So, yes, sir, I do have a very personal point of view on this thing.
All right, so you found out about this, and I feel for you. That's a tough situation. You found out about this and threw your wife completely out.
I threw her out the instant she told me about it. And
how did she say this to you? Did she just come out and say, honey, I've cheated on you?
I asked her about it. I said that I think that Romero, the kid that was working in my business, I said, I think Romero's been to the house. And she said, yes, he has. And I said, have you had sex with this kid? And she said, yes, I have. That's the last phrase that my wife ever uttered to me that I remember, because I picked up her stuff, I picked her up, and I parked her outside. Hillary Clinton, in order to save face, not just for herself and her marriage, but for all American women, needs to throw this guy out. And I'm telling you...
Well, it seems, Larry, and we've talked about this before, it seems that the American people don't want an impeachment. The American people don't really want us sticking our noses into their business. The American people, no matter what Ken Starr has, would rather just let this thing go away.
Well, we've got to have something, okay? The American people don't want it. Those of us who worked on the conservative side of the aisle and tried to get the truth out, I need something.
You feel, in other words, that you're entitled to some kind of
some kind of payment, and the payment, if he's not impeached, at least she can throw him out. This country's in turmoil, and Hillary Clinton can do something about it. Why else we got the stock market going to hell in a handcart? You've got the Asian markets are in turmoil. You've got the South American markets are in turmoil. All of the prices, the stocks, the whole thing. For God's sake, throw us a bone. Give me something. I know I'm asking that she throw him out. Something to work with here, because if that...
You really want to get a little revenge.
I want something to work with. They're not going to impeach him. Give me something. Damn it, I need something. Those of us who wanted to get this guy out of the White House need something. Rush Limbaugh, all of us, we need something to grasp onto. The least you can do is kick him out.
All right, again, Larry Grover with us here, conservatives of Kern County, looking for Hillary Clinton and...
Kick the bomb out! Kick the bomb out! Kick the bomb out!
All right, hold on, Larry. At least if we don't impeach, at least she can throw him out of their living arrangements. Is that correct?
That is correct.
My feeling, is, since you asked me, is it's very personal. I think they need to be able to work it out. But let's find out what the audience thinks. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County.
Kick the bomb out! Throw the guy out! Kick the bomb out!
Yeah, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. Should Hillary Clinton throw President Clinton out of their living quarters there in the White House in order to save face and to represent American women well?
That's the bottom line. The American woman's being made to look like a jackass, and I think it's Hillary Clinton's is doing it, and she needs to save face for the American women. And not only that, we need a little something. I need a little something. Throw the bomb out. Get the ass out. Figure it out.
Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 5201-KFI in LA County. Let's go to Talk Radio, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. And like so many other shows, I would imagine we're talking about the Kenneth Starr report that has now hit the hill, as they say in the business, the report on President Clinton's activities. Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County is on the line with us. We're discussing this, and your take on this is kind of interesting, Larry. You're asking for Hillary Clinton to domestically, we're not even talking politics here, domestically throw him out.
Well, again, because we're not going to get the appeal. I'm asking for a little something to show that, you know, those of us who got the truth, I need a little, I don't know what you want to call it, a little satisfaction of this thing. Throw him out of the house, get him out of the house.
All right, Glendale on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to respond to the gentleman who suggested that Hillary Clinton should kick Bill Clinton out of their living arrangements to make a statement to the country and to women of America.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think that's really a ludicrous suggestion. I think, you know, I agree with you that his situation is very unfortunate, and he obviously made the decision in his life that was best for him. And I think that's exactly what Hillary Clinton is doing and needs to do.
But she's making the American women look like a bunch of namby-pambies.
Well, I disagree. And in fact, I think what it says, you know, everybody's preaching family values. She's suggesting she wants to make her marriage work. She's been through a lot before. She's going through a lot now. And she's making her personal choice that this is what she wants to do.
How much abuse does she want to take from this guy? He's playing hokey-pokey in the Oval Office with these girls.
But that's exactly what you're saying is, how much abuse does she want to take? And ultimately, if it's abuse, which I think she is very much hurting,
so you're
ultimately
saying,
it's her call. And I'd also say, you call them these girls, but in this country, 21 is an adult. This is not a little girl. She's had an affair before with another married man, and everyone's acting like she's a little child.
So you're saying
she's not.
You'd do the same thing in her position. You'd support your husband having sex with these
children. I don't know
children.
If I would or not, but I support her in her own decision. I support myself in my own decision.
Well,
but it doesn't mean I have to agree with that's what I would do.
Well, if you're an American woman, you go overseas, people look at you and say, there goes an American woman, one of those women that let their husbands are playing around with kids in the garage or something.
Well,
ultimately,
you know, you don't take a Jeffrey Dahmer and assume that all American men are like him.
Well,
you know, you cannot have one woman representing all American women.
I'll
tell you right
now. It's
just
not realistic.
It happened to me. Has it ever happened to you? My wife was fooling around with a kid that worked on the loading dock at the business that I had.
I listened to your story, and I think that that's very unfortunate. And you obviously made the decision that was right for you. How would you like it if someone told you, based on America's values, you should stick that relationship out? When obviously
you
didn't feel that was appropriate.
You're telling me that when somebody cheats on you with a kid that works on the loading dock, I'm supposed to say, well, let's give it another shot?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that's your call and that's your decision. And the same thing is true for Hillary Clinton. It's her call. And
well, what would your decision be, ma'am? I'm curious.
You know what? I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I don't want to be in that situation. But ultimately, it would be up to me. I wouldn't want to make a decision based on being a, you know, role model for American women. I would want to do what's right for me and what's in my best interest.
Can I just tell you, I don't know if you heard me. My wife cheated on me with a stock boy in my company.
I did hear you, and I agreed that you did what you wanted to do in that situation. You did what was best for you. I'm not suggesting that was wrong at all. I'm just saying, how would you feel if someone told you what to do?
She had road burns on her rear end. You can't live with that. You can't live with that.
But sir, are you listening to me? I'm not suggesting that you should have. I'm saying, how would you feel if someone told you you should? You wouldn't want to.
Ma'am, are you
and you got to do what's right for you, and so does Hillary Clinton.
Are you saying to me that a man's going to walk in, and I don't mean you, but let's just take you for an example. A man's going to come home to you and see road burns on your knees and go, oh, what kind of a day do you have, honey? What's for dinner? You got to be kidding.
But that's exactly my point, is I'm not suggesting you should have stayed with her. That's my point exactly. You've got to do what's right for you, and Hillary Clinton's got to do what's right for her.
I mean, are you saying that based on
what the American public is going to perceive. She's got to do what's in her best interest.
Are you saying what you saw?
I saw stabbing on my wife's knees, yes.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI, LA County, Santa Monica on KFI AM 640. Hello. Santa Monica, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
Yes, I'm taking the position that Hillary Clinton definitely is a smart woman, and she understands the office of president and how much stress it brings. In fact, she knows it's the most stressful.
It's
the most stressful office in the world, and she also knows that one out of every three presidents has had a mistress.
Ma'am, I saw scabs on my wife's knees. I know for a fact I didn't do that.
The first thing
that went through my, this is rich. She's a smart woman.
She's a smart woman, and she supports her husband.
Her husband in what? Extramarital affairs?
And having an affair is not everything in marriage. It's not the total marriage.
Do you agree that he should be impeached?
Yes. No, absolutely not.
Do you agree?
I think the news media and the Republican Party have gotten together, and they decided they're going to throw our president out.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think Mrs. Clinton should be impeached?
She thinks
that's so funny. What is funny about coming home and finding road rage on your wife's rear end? These are the things that I'd like to have answers to.
Only the office of president should be forgiven.
All right, thanks for calling. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County.
I'm mad, Phil, and what are they going to give me? When do I get mine?
San Dimas on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, Hillary has been married to Bill for 20 years.
She had skid marks on her spine.
Bill has been doing this for 20 years. It's a well-known fact. And she's arrogant, and she loves the power. Excuse me, sir. She loves the power of being co-president, as she likes to refer to herself. To throw Bill out means she's got to get out, and that won't happen.
Then you agree with me.
I agree with you. I think
she
both should get out.
Did a man ever cheat on you?
No.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, well,
I was.
You were married? Why did it not
My work? Husband, pardon?
What happened to your marriage?
My husband passed away.
He had cancer. He had cancer?
Yes.
Of what? Of what part of the body?
A colon.
Is that sexually transmitted?
What? No.
You're sure?
Colon cancer?
That's not sexually transmitted?
No.
Wow, colon cancer. Did he have one of those bags?
No.
All right, listen.
The point I'm making here is that that she should... What do I get? What am I going to get?
What do you mean, what do you get?
I want something. Either he gets thrown out or impeached.
Sir, Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Hillary knows exactly what he is doing. He's been doing it when he was governor for 12 years down in Arkansas. He had, listen to me, he had the state troopers picking all these dames out from all over. They'd even go into Chelsea Schoolyard at night and use that as a rendezvous place. And Hillary knows all about that. She knows what he's been doing.
He had colon cancer, huh?
She knows what he's been doing. So anyway, don't listen. Don't sell Hillary short. She's a very, very sharp, arrogant gal, and she wants to stay in the White House.
Can you get colon cancer from putting things up here?
Okay. Thank you very much for your call.
This was good. Hello?
1-800-521-KFI, Orange County. We want to stay on the subject here.
I am on the subject, Phil.
Yeah, I would like to continue to discuss this about the impeachment or whether she ought to throw him out and not the...
Well, I like the lady because she agreed with me. And I think she's a woman who understands that Hillary Clinton is making other American women look like a collected herd of horses' rear portions. And that is a message that needs to get out. I haven't been with a woman for 5 years since I threw my wife out of the house because it affected me that way. Because it is so traumatic. But the sooner you do it, the better. And
why haven't you moved on with your life?
It is a very psychologically traumatic thing. And I can't...
Well, have you attempted to establish a relationship with another woman?
I am trying to be delicate when I say it psychologically. It's a very... I can't be with a woman right now. I need to work some things out. And that is what happened to me, and that is what's going to happen to the American women if they don't get their act together.
All right, Larry, can you hold on, Larry?
Certainly. Most people can't identify with my situation, Phil. It's very unique.
Well, not that people cheat.
No, but that I threw her out as quickly as I did.
All right, hold the line. Larry Grover, conservative of Kern County with us. Phil Henry Show here. We're talking about kind of a unique angle on this. Whether Hillary Clinton, never mind whether the president ought to be impeached or not, whether she should throw him completely out of their living quarters there in the White House as the result of these infidelities. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. It's the Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Terry Ray...
My butt itches.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County.
My butt itches.
Phil Henry Show, and we are talking with Larry Grover here, the conservatives of Kern County, talking about this most recent bunch of revelations from GenStar. 500-page report is accompanied by 36 box loads of documents. This is quite a voluminous report, Larry, and again, it's quite possible that they would draw up articles of impeachment.
I don't think it's going to happen, Phil. Again, what we're talking about here is the need for Hillary to throw her husband out. Let me tell you a little something here. In some of the pages of this report, it is alleged that the president, as you know, received, not only did he receive oral gratification from this woman, but what GenStar points out very brilliantly is that he provided oral gratification for this woman, which is a very aberrant thing, is highly unusual. What is
that he did to her as she did to him?
That is something that a woman, when it comes to oral sex, a woman will provide that for a man. It is extremely aberrant and extremely unusual for a man to do that for a woman. And you can talk to most psychologists. It is a very dirty thing.
The fact that a man would reciprocate that act?
The man would provide oral sex to a woman, yes. It is considered extremely unhygienic. These are things that I think speak to Bill Clinton's mental state.
I would have to disagree with that.
It doesn't matter whether you disagree or agree. I'm sure you get a lot of it, but it is extremely unhygienic.
All right, Westchester on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I'm just calling because I think that there's a difference between stimulating talk radio and rude talk radio, and this caller, Larry, is rude. To talk about whether or not a sexually transmitted colon cancer, the woman called, her husband died of colon cancer, and to go on about whether it's sexually transmitted, I think the talk host has an obligation to turn you off. Because when you step over the line, you step over the line.
Are sexually transmitted.
That's irrelevant to the discussion about whether Bill Clinton should be impeached or not, but whether this wife, whether this husband...
So you believe in censorship?
Well, you know what? When you step over the line...
What line did I step over, ma'am?
You stepped over the line when you described About her colon cancer. She's not calling about her life. She's calling
talking about
the
colon cancer, and I wondered if that was something putting things in your rear end. I don't know.
Now, why is that relevant? Why is that relevant to the discussion? It's not. You know what it's relevant to? Is because you are insane, okay?
Ken Starr released 500-page report.
That's what's relevant to this discussion.
And it is alleged that the president provided oral satisfaction to the woman. Now, you know as well as I do, no man does that. Correct?
No, I don't know that.
I don't understand where you're coming from with that.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand where you're coming from with that. What do you mean no man does that for a woman?
No man does that.
No man gives oral satisfaction to a woman?
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess you know what? You've gotten lucky that you've gotten away with it, all right? But all I'm here to tell you is I think the cop still has an obligation to turn you off, and that's all I'm here to say.
Well,
thank you.
I appreciate your opinions, ma'am. Thank you very much. Wait a second. The idea that, that...
Never mind. Let's go to Tehachapi on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey there.
Yes.
Larry, you got to give it up. You are...
Give up what?
What is wrong with you? You have no right telling your dirty laundry all over the radio, and you have no right to tell Hillary what she should
do. I happen to know what it's like to have a spouse cheat on you with a 17-year-old stock boy.
So what?
Oh, so what?
So what?
For 5 years, I haven't been able to perform with a woman.
I got to agree with the caller. Can we get off your personal life? Yeah, get off your personal life. Let's get back to this report.
I identify with what Hillary Clinton's going through.
Good for you. Keep it to yourself. Hillary does what Hillary wants to do. It's none of your business. It's none of my business.
It's
Bill Kraus, man.
Do you understand?
He's behind there.
Do you understand this was a stock boy? A stock boy was receiving oral sublimination from my wife.
Because you didn't give it to her. You just said so yourself. But it's none of my business.
So what's she doing giving it to another guy?
You know what?
What has this got to do with it? He's a stock boy. That's fine. I want to talk about this report.
No, are you trying to tell me that President Clinton's providing this oral stimulation to this woman is normal?
Who cares?
It is a filthy German-fested area, and if you
want to die, take a trip down that road.
Take a trip down that road, my fine feathered friend.
Keep your personal business to yourself, and Hillary can do what Hillary wants to do. Bill got her in the White House. If anybody leaves, it's going to have to be her.
Well, the fact is that if you find a spouse cheating on you, you should throw them out. And if you found your husband cheating on you, you'd do the same thing, but the American woman doesn't have the guts to say that. Larry Grover speaking for the American woman tonight because Hillary Clinton won't. Now, what do you
Larry Grover
to
needs
to
go back to
what
Sesame
to
Street.
To what do you got to say to that?
The fact... Back to Sesame Street.
Get out of here. You know, my wife laughed like that.
What?
You're just the way that woman laughed? My wife laughed at me that way the night she left. A laugh like that. And I remember it haunted me for days.
We need to get back on this thing, though.
No, I want to say, my wife did the very same thing. The night I threw her out, I heard her on the front porch, just like that. And I swore that if I ever saw her again, I hate that woman, and I hate my wife. The woman that just called, and my wife. The two worst women I know.
Can we get back to this?
Yes.
Newport Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Larry?
I need a moment. Excuse me.
Who's the other commentator on the line?
Oh, baby.
My name is Phil Hendry. Larry Grover's with us.
Phil Hendry, who's Larry Grover?
He is with Conservatives of Kern County.
He needs counseling. This guy needs
Ma'am, why do I...
I feel for you. You need to get some counseling.
Let's backtrack. A woman discovers her husband is cheating on her. She's not supposed to throw him out? I want an opinion on this from people instead of commenting on me. I want an opinion. Don't you throw the guy out.
Larry, you need to do what you need to do for yourself, but you obviously are still owning this, and for 5 years it's been dragging down your life, it sounds like to me.
I have got the Ken Starr report alleging that Bill Clinton was giving her some stuff.
Right.
Alleging, things in here that I wouldn't show to a... I wouldn't show this stuff to Hugh Hefner. It is vile.
I agree with that.
Vile.
Right. It's sick. It's sick for our country. We have two issues going on. We have the White House and we have your personal life.
Why doesn't she throw him out?
Which one are we talking about tonight?
Well, let's talk about the White House. Why doesn't she throw him out?
Because it would be the right thing to do.
All right. So why doesn't she do the right thing?
Because Hillary Clinton doesn't do the right thing.
All right. Then what would you like to see her do?
She's
got to think about this.
Obviously, you can't throw him out.
Well,
Okay, thanks for your call. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. I think the callers make a good point. If we can get this off of the your personal life and get it back on the...
Well, my personal life is what Hillary Clinton's going through, and I've got this report right here. I've got an advanced copy of this thing. I'm looking through this sewer. This is like putting my hands into a toilet. I got a hold of this.
You got the Kenstar report.
I have the Kenstar report. Yes, I do. And holding this thing is like shoving my hands into an unflushed toilet. That's how it feels, looking through this stuff, looking through page after page of depravity, page after page of the most seemly, the most lascivious, the most nefarious actions. I think that the president uses that same mouth to speak to the American people. It's sickening. Nicer things have come out. I will tell you, Phil, I'm looking at the Kenstar report. Nicer, more attractive things have come out of my bowels than what I'm reading in this report. And it sickens me, sir.
I understand that. I can you give us some idea?
I can't.
Can you give us some idea of what's in there?
I can't do it. I'm under a gag order.
You're under a gag order.
That's right.
Let's go to Montclair on KFI AM 640. Hello.
There. I wish that there was a gag order for you to get off the radio because you have not made one point. I think you're totally disgusting.
Why is that?
No one can care less about your life, and little do you know, you probably did your wife a favor by letting her go because you probably found somebody else.
Ma'am, I will say this to you.
And you know what? This is not a stimulating conversation at all. I wish that there was somebody else on the radio where more intelligent people can call in and have a conversation and not hear your garbage.
Well, what would you like to say about it, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Well, what is your opinion of the Hillary Clinton, the idea that she should throw him out?
You know,
let me put it to you this way. The idea that a woman's husband cheats on her, does she keep him in the house or does she throw him out? Let's just say
that
any woman.
That's the point, Phil.
That is an individual decision.
Well, let me ask you, you're an individual. What would you do?
I don't know what I would do because I haven't been in that situation.
All these people without
I'm not walking in her shoes. Nobody has walked in Hillary's shoes, okay?
Well, no, hold on. Larry, hold on. I want to ask the lady. Forget about being in Hillary's shoes. Forget about being in Hillary's shoes. What about in your shoes? What would you do?
Show some balls, lady. Say what you'd do.
Larry, shut up. I'm asking the lady, okay?
What would you do, lady?
Be quiet. Ma'am, what would you do?
What? If
your husband,
married,
if you...
You get married for better or worse.
Let me give you...
I would talk it over with my husband.
I found out my wife was...
If there was a problem in our marriage, I think that I would give it a try.
Larry, be quiet, will you?
Marriage counseling or whatever.
Hey, lady, my wife...
that I am not the first lady of the United States, okay? I am...
My wife was in bed with a 17-year-old stock boy.
You know what? Why don't you get off of that? You know what? You need counseling on that. Nobody wants to hear that garbage. Nobody cares about your life.
Oh, you don't care about my life?
We're talking about a topic here, okay? Get a life, bud.
I've tried to have a life with my wife, and for 5 years...
Nobody cares. Keep it to yourself.
I'm unable to perform
well. You're really pissing me off. I mean, I turned the radio on to hear some intelligent dialogue, and you're going off on your stupid life.
I don't want to know about your...
No one cares.
We don't want to know about your sexual dysfunction, okay?
For 5 years, I haven't been able to...
Go call a hotline and talk to somebody else about it.
Yes.
We have a topic here. That's all I have to say.
I found his rear end marks on the kitchen counter. How would you feel about that?
You know what? You know what?
Look at Larry.
Like the other lady said a couple calls ago, I think the host has an obligation. There are thousands of people who are listening to this radio.
I'm trying to keep it on.
I think you should just get this guy off the radio because he's totally lost his rocker. He does not make any sense whatsoever.
He's pissing me off. Woman to move in, right? Can you tell me why my wife never?
I don't care. Nobody cares. You're pissing off thousands of people that's listening to this radio. Do us a favor. Get off the air.
She gave it to Romero. Why didn't she give it to me?
Forget about Romero.
Get off the air.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Romero got it. Why didn't I? Romero got his. Hello?
She's hung up.
So I will tell you that if I could run a Kenstar report on my wife, I found evidence of this kid on my sofa. And you know what I'm talking about.
No, I do not.
DNA evidence.
Hold the line, please. Get on the phone with him and find out if we can get this back to Ken Starr and the president. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County is on the air with us. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County. 521-KFI in L.A. County. Let's go now to Alan LaGreen and the KFI continue to discuss Ken Starr's report.
to Congress on the activities, the alleged, perhaps, impeachable activities, if that's the way of putting it, of President Clinton. I will let you make one final reference to, because I know it is a personal matter with you, Larry, in your own personal life, that your wife had cheated on you as well, to make one final reference, and then I'd like to get back to the issue at hand.
I'd be happy to, Phil, but the point that I'm trying to make, and the point that I would make to Hillary Clinton, is simply this. The same thing happened to me. As I mentioned to you, this kid. DNA evidence on a dress. I found DNA evidence of this kid on our sofa. And I'll tell you something, Phil, and your listeners may think this is funny. I don't. I spent days trying to scrub that out of the sofa using nothing more than seltzer water and my tears. I cried trying to scrub this kid's DNA off of our sofa. There was evidence of it on the sofa and on the ceiling. And it took, I don't know how many days, I finally gave up and I just turned the cushion over. But I'll tell you right now, I cannot sit on our sofa without crying. When you've got a 17-year-old stock boy stuff on your sofa, your ceiling, and a little bit on a Persian rug, I'll tell you something, man, that rubs me the wrong way. He's trying to make me look like an ass.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. I just want to say, Larry, that you're demanding something that's very difficult for the American woman to do. You want everybody to call in and to say Hillary should kick President Clinton out of the White House. You cannot kick him out of his own, of the White House.
No, but you can kick him out of the living quarters. There are many different living quarters in the White House.
He doesn't have to be in her bedroom. That's true, but if she did that, it would cause... They're like living in a glass fishbowl right now. And anything
what
she
kind
does...
What fishbowl is there?
I mean, everything they do, everything they say, people look at it. It's on the media. It's on television. It's on the radio. She's probably so humiliated.
I came home and I found a kid's DNA evidence out on a plant out in my front yard.
Well, I understand that, and I feel for you, and it's a difficult thing for someone to ever have to go through. And what you must realize is Hillary's probably going through hell right now.
Apparently this kid got started in the car and didn't finish until he got in the house.
Well, I'm trying to talk about Hillary because
right.
I wanted to know the American woman's opinion on the situation.
Yes, ma'am.
She's been married a very long time to Bill Clinton, and they have a long political history together, and they have a child together. It's very difficult just to say, hey, you're out of my life, when they have a daughter together that they've made, and she's in college, yeah, and maybe she could handle a divorce,
well,
but not everybody is willing to do that.
This kid left his juice on my TV, for God's sake.
Will you stop it with that?
Yeah, but...
Quit talking about that.
Yeah, you're talking about this
my
kid and him. Yeah, you're talking about this kid and how he ejaculated all over
what
your
are you saying, man? I can't
you
stand
wanna,
listening to this.
You want to know how we feel about
okay.
Hillary Clinton, but...
Ma'am, your phone is breaking up a little bit.
I can hear her fine, Phil.
No, your phone is breaking up a little.
No, I can hear you fine, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just saying
it's,
that...
It's very difficult to hear.
I can hear her. Go ahead.
We need to stay with the issue at hand. If she cannot...
She said
yes,
talk.
You made the decision to kick your wife out, and that's fine, well, and good. And most people would do that. But you have to look at it this way. She's the first lady, and she is being watched for everything she says and everything, all her actions that she does. It is on the television. It is in the newspaper. Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on my car phone.
Go ahead.
But I just want to say that... You should drop the issue about your wife.
Speaking of telephones, you left some of that stuff in my...
Will you stop with that?
Well, I probably should hang up because he does not want to hear the real issue here.
And
so,
vanilla ice cream, too.
You want to talk about your wife and her little son. Boyfriend.
Okay,
you really don't want
absolutely,
to hear
and I think that we
Hillary.
Need to stick on this issue. I thank you very much for your call. Your car phone is breaking up a little bit, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, baloney?
1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County.
I went to use the phone, and I got some in my ear.
Okay, I'm talking here about Hillary Clinton, not anything else.
And the issue, of course, is the Ken Starr report and whether or not she should throw her husband out. Now, I thought your question initially was very fair. I thought it brought it down to a very personal level. I think some people have said some things here that need to be repeated, and that is you have an obsession concerning this very instance, this very kind of thing in your life, that your wife cheated on you.
Yes.
And I think you need to get off of that, and we need to talk about the president and the first lady so that it becomes an issue that more people can relate to.
Let me ask you a question, Phil.
Sure.
I'm speaking to a sensible man, a reasonable man. I've listened to you for years.
Right.
Because I have worked a long time with a lot of great people on assembling this evidence. 4 years ago, I came into my home.
Oh, God, not with the kid.
Now, let me finish. Let me hear me out.
Go ahead.
I was so traumatized by that event that I can no longer make a...
Go ahead.
I can no longer make a ham sandwich with mayonnaise and not wonder, is that mayo or what's going on with that? Because every time I look at that mayonnaise, you see what I'm saying? I'm giving up on mayo.
All right. Fine.
even the low-fat stuff.
Right.
And forget macaroni salad.
Fine.
And that is the trauma that I'm living with.
Right. And the fact that you ruin your wife and you can't get it together. I will say this, that in the days and the weeks to come, we will hear more about this. I am sorry that you went through that. I wish that we had...
Potato salad, forget it. Anything with mayonnaise, I can't...
I understand that, all right? You made the point over and over again, okay?
Clam chowder.
Yeah, okay. The fact is that with Ken Starr's report... And with this information coming out of Washington...
And I used to love ranch dressing, and I can't...
All right, hang up on him, because I can't... With the news coming out of Washington, D.C., with regard to Mr. Starr's report, I'm sure it's going to get very dicey. It's probably going to get extremely sticky.
Yeah, that too.
For the President of the United States as we progress. And all we're going to say...
Coleslaw was my favorite, and I...
Okay. God, would I kill somebody?
Blue cheese.
And the president will, of course, in the days and weeks to come, have to answer some very hard questions. We will cover it, all right?
Get it? Blue cheese. Get it?
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
That was pretty good.
And anyway...
I got up a good one, huh?
Yeah, Larry, you're a riot. And anyway, we will talk about that. Now, coming up next hour, David G. Hall, our program director, with an announcement. You might have heard some about it.
And no wafer milk.
You might have heard something about it.
Creme brulee, forget it.
And he will have a special announcement for you next hour. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm lactose intolerant all of a sudden.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio. Yeah.